This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, big day today. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for holding down the fort in hour number one. Really appreciate it. Always a great job. Some big things happened today, some good things, and some other things that are terrible, yet they're good, because the more terrible things that happen around Democrats and the Democrat convention, the more disgusting, disgraceful things, the better it is for us. I'm telling you, we win this thing big in November. First of all, the S&P 500... hits a new all-time high today, and the U.S. is in its greatest stock market increase in history. We're in the greatest recovery in U.S. history right now. Statistics are record-breaking. St. Louis Fed reported July's unemployment down nearly 5% since the economy collapsed as a result of the intentional shutdown due to the coronavirus. Unemployment rate reached 14.8, now down to 10.2. The Fed also reported... there are now 139.6 million Americans working. In April, they reported only 130.3 million working Americans. The increase in working Americans in 3 months is record-shattering. Nearly 10 million more people working now than in April. Total number of Americans working now more than any month since September of 2014. The S&P today closed at 3,389, a new all-time high. Housing starts up more than 22% in July over June. All the markets now up to all-time highs or near all-time highs since the markets reached their peaks in February this year. The markets have never grown so much in a short period of time ever. This is record-breaking. More jobs created in the past 3 months than any time in history, and the market's grown more in the past 3 months than any time in history. You know what you call that? The greatest recovery ever. Unbelievable. Housing starts jumped 22.6%, much better than expected. And so good news all the way around. And here's other good news. Ratings woes continue for the NBA and Major League Baseball. You want to play that game, mother trucker? You want to spit in our face? You want to crap on us? You want to brag about Black Lives Matter and social justice? Well, screw you, middle finger to NBA and Major League Baseball. And good luck to the NFL, because you're not going to learn the lesson. I know you won't. You're all so stupid, you won't learn a thing. Even my favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys, and my favorite owner, Jerry Jones, has turned stupid. Jerry Jones making some comments probably because he doesn't want to lose the whole team. He's so afraid of losing the team. You know, I'm softening my stance a little bit. He never said what he would do if somebody kneels for the national anthem, but he doesn't have the stance anymore. Every toe has to be on the line when the national anthem is played. He says, I'm a little more open-minded now, and I'm looking at everyone's angle and everyone's side. You must not be looking at the angle that the NBA has killed itself. Suicide. And the Major League Baseball's killed itself. Suicide. You know, they're both on TV now. The ratings show fans just don't care about woke leagues. Both basketball and baseball screens this summer filled with the love of Black Lives Matter. And in case you don't know Jerry Jones, Black Lives Matter would be a nice thing if it was about really about Black Lives Mattering. All lives mattering. White lives matter. Asian lives matter. Jewish lives matter. Great. But that's not what it's about. It's about Marxism and killing cops and defunding cops and destroying the United States of America and burning cities to the ground. That's what Black Lives Matter is about. All lives matter. Black lives are part of it. They matter. They don't matter more than white lives. They don't matter more than Asian lives. They don't matter more than Jewish lives. But they matter. I agree. But you know what? So do stores matter. So does the Magnificent Mile matter. So does Fifth Avenue in Manhattan matter. So does Madison Avenue matter. So does Philadelphia and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Seattle and Portland and Minneapolis matter. People people's businesses and livelihoods matter, and landlords matter, and their buildings matter. Because in America, we believe in property rights. So you could put all the little social justice signs on the field, and you could put the social justice signs on the players' jerseys, and on their backs, and on the TV screen, and on the pitching mound, and blast social media from Major League Baseball and the NBA with one woke proclamation after another. And all the reporters, I had no idea till the last few years that every sports reporter is a communist. Just like every reporter at CNN and MSNBC and ABC and NBC and CBS and PBS. They're all communists. But I didn't know, why would you be a sports reporter and be a communist? What does liking sports have to do with communism? Well, evidently it just has to do with journalism, not sports. Everybody who chooses journalism is a little child who must say to their mommy and daddy, someday when I grow up, mommy, I want to be a communist and destroy America. Yay! And then they grow up and become sports reporters. They're all a bunch of communist losers. Ship them off to Cuba or Venezuela or Haiti or Zimbabwe. Good luck. Pick any nation in Africa. Good luck. Any nation in Central America. Good luck. Pick Mexico. Good luck. Pick the old Soviet Union. Pick the old East Germany. Pick the old communist China, or maybe even today's communist China. Good luck. At this point, pick Hong Kong. Good luck, because the communists have taken over. Anywhere communists take over, banning, book banning, book burning, censorship, and murder, and torture, and theft of your property. And that's where America's headed. If Trump doesn't win, they're going to steal our property, they're going to knock on the door in the middle of the night with guns, and they're going to try and kill us. I can see it. It's very clear. They want violence. They're coming for us with the noose in their hand. Very clear. So it's good that the NBA ratings have fallen and Major League Baseball has fallen. It's good. Teach them a lesson. Get politics out of sports. I don't ask you to love Trump. I don't ask you to wave a Republican flag or a MAGA flag. I ask you to get politics of all kinds out of sports. I don't tune in for the NBA to watch a social justice parade, you know, pop up. I don't tune in to watch an Obama rally. I don't tune in to watch a Biden-Kamala Harris rally. I don't tune in to watch Black Lives Matter. I don't give a flying frick. I tune in to watch basketball. I tune into baseball to watch baseball. I tune into football to watch football. I tune into hockey to watch hockey. And if a social justice parade pops up, I'll never turn on the TV again. And the perfect example is, I am your audience. I am a sports fan. I love the Yankees. I tune into the very first Yankees game. Wasn't that now almost 2 months ago? It must have been 6 weeks ago. And I saw Black Lives Matter on the mound, and I saw the players kneeling for the national anthem, and I shut the TV off, and I've never looked at the Yankees again, and I've never even looked at a box score the next day. I will admit, I'm always honest on this show, I go and look at their record each morning, and I'm like, oh, cool, they're 15-6. All right, good, the Yankees are winning. But I don't even look at the box score, and I've never watched a game. Not 1 minute, not one inning of one game. That's what you did to me. Are you proud? And it doesn't matter if you're proud. Let's say your answer is yes, I'm proud. You're not woke, Wayne Root. You're a racist, Wayne Root. You're a Republican, Wayne Root. We don't want you here anymore. Well, then you got no audience. Then all the players are going to have to get their salaries cut from $20 million a year to $3 million a year. And the 3 million ones are going to go down to 300,000. And your stands are going to be empty even when they let people back. You got a real problem here, guys. Your audience is conservative Republican who watches sports and who has the money to pay to sit in the stands and to buy the memorabilia and to buy the uniforms and all forms of, you know, all forms of pennants and uniforms and hats and balls and gloves. You name it. It's people with money. People with money tend to be Republican. I'm sorry. So you're pissing on the very people that buy your stuff. Your crap and the tickets and watching on TV and you're screwing yourselves. This is suicide. This is like someone who presses screwdrivers against their body. This is suicide and it's painful. You guys are dumb and you're mentally ill and you got a big problem. It's called self-immolation. The NBA struggles to average more than 1.5 million viewers. Baseball no better. NBA's opening week, the league averaged 1.56 million. Down from the already lackluster pre-coronavirus average of 1.62 million. Baseball seeing a smattering of numbers that hover well below 1.5 million. And the numbers for the NBA particularly worrisome given many of the Many of the low-performing games are playoff seeding games that have taken place in prime time. It's supposed to be the biggest games to date. Games that will decide who makes the playoffs, and the fans are not tuning in. The Orlando seeding games determining who gets in the playoffs, averaging 1.28 million viewers. And that's across TNT, ABC, and NBC. Wow. The top five seeding games, number five only has 1.72 million. Ratings for both leagues have been bad since their initial debuts. Ratings for the NBA were so poor, Fox News programming, even Rachel Maddow, beat opening night NBA ratings. So you get the idea. All-time high in the stock market, one of the great performances in housing starts in history, country's going great, and none of us want to spend our money on you anymore. Because you're spitting in our face. Stop calling us racist. Stop telling me that if I support Trump, I'm a bad person. I don't want to hear your crap anymore. And how about the Democrat National Committee? Perfect. Goes along with the NBA and baseball. Less than half tune in to watch the Democrat convention compared to 2016. And what did they see last night? They saw the lowest energy crowd you've ever seen in your life. You thought Jeb Bush was low energy? You hadn't lived till you've seen the low energy losers that spoke last night, including Michelle Obama. Man, I was like the guy who kept saying she's got to be your VP nominee, only because I believe in celebrity. I believe America's become celebrity obsessed, and Donald Trump was the ultimate celebrity, and I believe that's one of the main reasons he won the presidency. So Michelle Obama is your biggest celebrity. So I figured you'd name her VP, even though she's not qualified for anything. Not qualified to run a bodega. I wouldn't put Michelle manager of my Dairy Queen. Never run anything in her life, never hire anyone in her life, never created a job in her life. But last night, you know what she proved? I'm wrong. She couldn't be the VP. Worst speaker in history. Most boring speaker in history. And get this one. She's a bigger fraud than her husband is. When we get back, I'll tell you all the reasons. Michelle Obama is one big freaking fraud. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundance. abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, here's a nice email. Love your show. Good day, Wayne. Love your show. I'm a 65-year-old black Republican woman living in Henderson, Nevada. I listen to your show every day. I agree with you about what will happen when Trump wins the election. A civil war will occur. I'd like to share a website that will allow us to protect ourselves. And then she lists the website. Informative and free. I never thought I would need this until now. Best regards, Linda. All right. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate it. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, MAGA Mall, so you can proudly show everyone. You know, I used to think we all had to hide. I even thought that. I used to laugh about it. What's the big deal? We'll all hide. Never tell anyone you're for Trump, except for whispers. I'm with you. I'm with Trump. But never wear the hat, never wear the T-shirt, never wear the mask. None of it, right? Now I think in your face, mother truckers, go screw yourselves. Tell everyone you're for Trump. Scream it from the highest mountain. Put the signs in your window. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps anywhere in the world at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton. With the finest embroidery, everything is embroidered, every star, every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. Right on the beak, it says Donald J. Trump. It's scripted out. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices, and you get 10% off every single order. Even at those Chevrolet prices, you get 10% off. Use your promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com, as in the, T-H-E, magamall.com. Put the V in front. I promised you I'd tell you about Michelle, but I have so much to tell you. Just Michelle Obama at the convention last night actually went there. She did two things that I find amazing. She said that Trump owes every bit of his success to the greatness of Obama. Without Obama, you know, he never would have been successful. They wouldn't even think he's a decent president. Obama set the table for Trump. And number two, Michelle said, you know, Trump kept kids in cages. She talks about throwing kids in cages. Let me see if I have an exact quote here. Michelle Obama used her primetime convention speech to revive claims that Trump's border agents threw children into cages. Americans watched in horror as children are torn from their families and thrown into cages, she said. Liar. Fraud. You're worse than your husband. You're even worse than Barack Obama. I wrote the number one national bestseller, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. Do you remember that book? That was mine. It was number one in America of all political books in bookstores across this country. And I thought Obama told the most lies. My book was filled with his lies. But, Michelle, you just beat him. Number one, what a fraud you are. You must think Democrat voters are even dumber than I think. Even I didn't think they were that dumb. But they're dumb enough to believe whatever you tell them without fact-checking. Because the Associated Press is a bunch of communist distorters who hate Trump. And even the Associated Press said the following. The reference to cages is misleading and a matter that Democrats have persistently distorted. Trump used facilities that were built during the Obama-Biden administration. This is the AP talking to house children at the border. They're chain-link enclosures where migrants were temporarily housed, separated by sex and age. Nothing wrong with it. At the height of the controversy over Trump's zero-tolerance policy at the border, photos circulated online of children in the enclosures. This is the AP talking, generating great anger. But those photos by the Associated Press were taken in 2014 and depicted thousands of unaccompanied children held by President Barack Obama. So the picture you're basing it on was held by Obama, was under Obama. The chain link fences were built by Obama. Children were separated under Obama. Trump didn't even start it. It was Obama's deal. And I'm sure it was meant as a nice thing, funny enough, I'll say. I'm sure Obama's thinking was, children are going to get raped. You got to separate them from adults. And boys will rape girls. Got to separate boys from girls. And kids at the border with their parents aren't really with parents. They've been kidnapped. And they're going to be sexually assaulted. They're part of the sex trade. We got to separate them. This is the most disgusting lowlife lie ever told in the history of politics. And then Michelle had the nerve to say that Trump, you know, the whole reason everything's great is because her husband was such a great president. Well, let me tell you something about your husband. She talked about all the jobs he created. His own national economic chief advisor, that guy, did a study when he left the Obama administration and found out that every job created under Obama, 90% plus, were low-wage, crappy jobs with no benefits. So millions of jobs were lost, good high-paying, middle-class jobs under Obama, and the ones gained back were jobs fit for illegal aliens to wash dishes. Thanks, Obama. Thanks, Michelle.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're building the wall. We'll be up to next week. We'll be up to 300 miles of incredible wall. Incredible.
President Trump in Yuma, Arizona, receiving an update on the border wall. The president continues.
We are very tough at the border. When people want to come in for our farmers, et cetera, we're not going to hurt our farmers. But we've never had better numbers than we have right now, and that's been helped because we're at a little bit over 280 miles right now.
President Trump now on his way back to Washington, D.C. The president also stopped in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where he participated in an Iowa disaster recovery briefing. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy announcing on Tuesday that he's suspending long-standing operational initiatives at the Postal Service amid fears that the change could delay election mail this fall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, there's a report in the media today that in the next month, 250,000 people are going to be kicked out of their homes or apartments in Las Vegas. 250,000 people are going to lose. Here it is. 250,000 Las Vegans face eviction next month, meaning September. A perfect storm in Clark County. High unemployment, high percentage of renters, collapsed travel and tourism industry, expiration of the state's eviction moratorium, and the end of the federal unemployment benefits could result in an eviction wave beginning as early as next month. 250,000 people, approximately 10% of the population, are at risk of eviction. And it's a strange dichotomy, man, because housing prices are the highest they've ever been. Houses are through the roof. The whole California is moving here, and houses are like selling like hotcakes. Every real estate agent friend I got is making a fortune, and the prices are going up dramatically. So it's just a weird dichotomy, and I feel bad for all those people that are getting evicted. Let me let you know, Wayne Root has a heart, and I feel terrible. And it's the fault, just remember, it's the fault of Democrats and big government. They shut us down. You didn't need to shut us down. James Hurston's with us, New York Times best-selling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment and media website, jameshurston.com. James, welcome to the show.
Oh, great to be with you, Wayne. You know, what you're saying is absolute truth. What the Democrats have done with this stunt, and the two-pronged stunt, the lockdown stunt and the facilitation of rioting, looting, and insurrectionism, what they have done is permanently damage severely every American city, but mainly, you know, Vegas is feeling that. I feel for the people of Vegas that anybody would, and that's one of the reasons the president's talking about weighing in on evictions. But look at what has happened to New York City. The Midtown Manhattan real estate prices have crashed. People can't sell these real fancy brownstone and high-rise apartments. The vacancy rate of apartments in New York City now are 30 to 50% vacant. The companies are leaving by the droves.
New York City's never coming back.
New York City's the worst, but Chicago's close.
Yep.
Obviously,
Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, they all be dying. Yeah.
And Los Angeles.
Right.
You know, I was
at San Francisco.
In San Francisco. I was on a radio show at one of these really powerful stations that's located in a place you don't normally hear about, Bakersfield, California.
Oh, yeah, I know it well.
Yeah, it's north of Los Angeles. People make fun of Bakersfield. It's where Dwight Yoakam is from. It's a rural place. It's a small city. Bakersfield real estate, much like Vegas, is going through the roof.
Really?
Who
would live in Bakersfield?
People are escaping L.A. and going to places like Bakersfield, Tahoe. They're going to Orange County. They're going to parts of San Diego County. I just moved. I sold my own home. I had multiple offers. I ended up selling it over my asking price.
Where are you going?
This was in Laguna Niguel. And
where are you going to?
I stayed
in OC. Okay.
Yeah, I stayed in OC. But the fact is, the urban centers, there's so many reasons that they're dying. The lockdown basically has changed the practice of business. All of the tech companies that are located in places like New York, all of them have said,
work from home.
Indefinitely, we're going to work remotely.
Yeah.
We're going to abandon the offices. So the vacancy's going up. There is no reason to live in Midtown Manhattan anymore.
Yeah, but you know, here's what I don't understand. Let me throw my two cents in. Here's what I don't understand. Good for the people. I think it's great to work at home. I've worked at home basically my entire life, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful way to live and work. It's a great lifestyle. And so I see nothing wrong with that. But what I'm wondering, James, is you're the lawyer and law professor. What will happen if a company has 10,000 employees, social media as an example, Silicon Valley, and they tell everyone to work from home? Well, that's great, but that company's still on the hook for $1 million a month rent or mortgage, right? So what are they going to do? They're not going to pay it? They're going to declare bankruptcy? Then the company won't exist. What's the landlord going to do? Does he get his $1 million a month for a giant office building if they're renting the whole building? What's the landlord going to do? What's the bank going to do that holds the mortgage of the landlord's building? Everybody along the way is going to get rocked like an earthquake is all I'm saying.
It's absolutely true. Look, all we have to do is look at retail. You look, the national fitness companies are good examples. 24-hour Fitness, LA Fitness, and the like. Those two companies have filed Chapter 11. And when you file Chapter 11, you're not going out of business necessarily. You're under the protection of a bankruptcy court, and you can cancel leases. When you go into Chapter 11.
Well, then the landlords are all screwed.
Well, yeah, and then, of course, it affects, as you point out, foreclosures and mortgages. It is,
and banks.
Yes, a crisis is looming created by a stunt. And it's twofold. In New York and Chicago and L.A., the rioting has caused retailers to rethink. We don't want to be here anymore. Macy's is leaving New York.
Wow.
Then people like de Blasio and Cuomo come out and blame Trump.
Nobody's listening to that. It's ridiculous.
You know,
nobody's listening to that.
It is ridiculous. Nobody does believe it. You're absolutely right. But it's,
I got to think, James, I got to think it's good for Trump. I got to think, and believe me, don't let anyone misquote me like Right Wing Watch, who listens to every minute of my show. I'm not happy at people's pain. I'm not happy that people's houses are burning or their retail stores are burning or everyone's leaving and running for their lives and they're scared. I'm not happy about riots. I'm not happy about any of it. But my point is, it's got to be good for Trump. Anyone who's moving from big city to suburbia has got to be leaning to voting Republican. Not all of them, but I'm telling you, a vast majority got to be thinking, if I elect Biden, they're going to bring the terror of the city to me in the suburbs, and I ain't voting for that.
Yeah, no, and it's starting to be reflected even in the fake polls. And I say they're fake polls because, as we said on your show, people are not now the silent majority. They are the silenced majority. And they're afraid. They're afraid of pollsters. And even with that being said, CNN in June had a national poll that showed a 14-point gap between Biden and Trump. That same poll, CNN, is now 4 points.
Yes.
And in the battleground states, it's a point. And so Democrats are scared, which is why they've gone postal and come up with this total bogus story about Trump trying to undermine the post office, and also they're coming up with the Russiagate thing again. Using the word Russian disinformation to inoculate Joe Biden from criticism. Because if you criticize Joe Biden, you must have got the criticism from Vladimir Putin and Russia. This is Eric Swalwell coming out again. In between passing gas, he's coming out and saying that if the Senate committee looks in to the Ukraine corruption where Biden's family got rich using his office with a quid pro quo. If you look into that, you're following the dictates of Vladimir Putin. They're trying it. It's incredible to see this. And then, of course, MSNBC repeats it. CNN repeats it. The broadcast networks repeat it. It's amazing. So, bottom line, if this election were legitimate, Trump wins in a landslide, but the Democrats are doing everything they can to make it not legitimate, to increase their chances of cheating. And the mail-in voting, universal mail-in voting, equals an illegitimate election and probably chaos.
So let me ask you a question. You've been following this mail-in thing probably a lot closer than me. All I talk about all day long is two things. COVID is the worst exaggeration in the history of the world. They're trying to take us down and destroy business, destroy the economy, destroy capitalism, and make us all broke so we can't donate to the GOP. And I keep quoting all the stats that prove that COVID is nothing compared to what they're making it, and that the response to it is a fraud. Not COVID, but the response to it is a fraud. And that if we all took hydroxychloroquine, you'd never have to worry anyway. You know, that's my show, and my show is the rioting and the looting and the murder rates and what's happening to the cities. So I don't have much time for the mail-in stuff. Let me talk to you about the mail-in stuff, James. Maybe you can educate me. To my knowledge, the mail-in issue is pretty much only in deep blue states. There's no Republican red state that's going to accept mail-in voting, is there?
But I would say you're probably right about that.
So it shouldn't affect the Electoral College, just the popular vote. I'm thinking he's going to lose by even bigger popular vote because the cheating will be even bigger this year. He might lose by 6 or 8 million popular, but he could still win an electoral landslide. It won't affect one single state where we're supposed to win. That's my hope. You'll tell me you agree.
I hope if we have the big turnout, I agree. There's two things, though, that the mail-in voting will affect. It leaves Nancy Pelosi in the House, and it undermines some of the toss-up races in the Senate. Because if they can cheat, in, like, for example, the state of California, they'll sweep California again. And we need them not to retake the House.
I'm with you. All right, hold on for one sec. We'll have you back for the next segment. By the way, Joe Biden was at a fundraiser today with Tom Hanks, and he repeatedly forgot the date of when he was inaugurated as vice president. He didn't know that it was 2009. He had no idea. So we'll be right back. Wayne Allen Roots, the Warrior, with the great James Hurston. Website, jameshurston.com. We'll be back to talk about Hollywood, Oprah Winfrey, Fox News, Hollywood celebrities, Michelle Obama. Right back at you.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, by the way, we were talking off mic, one of my favorite delis when I lived in Los Angeles, Nate Nowell's Deli in Beverly Hills, and James Hirsch was saying he thought they went out of business. Well, they did close in March. I just found an article online. They laid off all their employees after 75 years, laid off the entire staff, and said that they didn't think they'd ever be back, but they just reopened just for takeout and delivery. It says they reopened on May 15th. So they are still in business, but it says their future looks murky. So no one quite knows whether you can survive in Los Angeles anymore with those big rents, you know, just doing takeout and delivery. I don't know. All right, James, hold on one sec, because I got to give a kudos to the sponsor of this segment of the show. No choice, they pay the bills. And so it's Strauss Heart Drops, and they have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked restricted blood flow. They've sold over 1 million bottles in Canada. This is their first foray into the American market, and they've done it on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Thank you. That's their only advertising in America is on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Heart attack, stroke, number one killers in the United States. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops are the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. So don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Strauss Heart Drops, order them at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. T-H-E, thepowermall.com. Order Strauss Heart Drops and order cinnamon flavor. That is the best flavor. And now we're back with James Hurston. James, welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be continuing our conversation.
Yes, so I wanted to ask you about something that happened in O.C. It's not on my list here of our topics. I've done this for the last few weeks. You and I just have good conversations about stuff I've seen. So I saw that a health food store, like a health food supermarket called Mother's something in Orange County, locked people in who were not wearing masks, called the police, and they were taken out and perp walked and arrested and put into police cars in Orange County, which I thought was the center of the rebellion against masks. Did that really just happen?
I'm actually not familiar with the story, but Mother's is one of those chains that tends to be rather woke. So my guess is it has nothing to do with the county. It has to do with the management of this. It's a health food store, a lot of Karens in there, very similar to Whole Foods, which is also a place you go to, and it's like you step into an environment where people are, you know, they might as well be wearing hazmat suits and be in a sci-fi movie. And if you get too close to them, they back away and give you dirty looks. And they're completely, they've bought into the Dr. Fauci view of the world, the dismal view that we're never going to escape this thing, and that if you don't wear a mask, you're some sort of selfish person that deserves to be punished. I mean, there's been a lot of anecdotal stories, people macing individuals without masks, people calling the police, people screaming. It's just, it's unfortunate. It has to do with the propaganda, this incredible propaganda campaign, and basically lying to people, lying about hydroxychloroquine and zinc and erythromycin. And now we just have so much data now that counters this. We have the country of Sweden that never locked down. We have about 8 states that never locked down. We have a declining death rate that the media won't cover. And we have a lot of terrible numbers generated by bureaucrats that are turning out to be revised. These new cases, which is what has been used for the second lockdown, the vast majority of the new cases are in young people without symptoms that don't require treatment, but that gets buried in the coverage. And people now, they've done surveys. They say, well, what percentage of America do you think will die of COVID-19? They say 9%. That's 30 million people. That's how brainwashed they are.
Yeah. And let me bring it. I got to give you another scam, James. One of the biggest scams is that when you do see deaths are up, and they're not up, they're down now, but there was a month ago where they looked way up, and I have read that many of those were deaths from April and May that they were just getting around to counting, and so they never bothered to say, let's add them to April or May. They dumped them on July. And so last week in July, 10,000 people died in Texas. No, actually 1,000 died, which means there is no problem, but you added 9,000 from April or May that up till now were not designated as COVID, and you just got around to officially designating them, so you throw them all in last week, and it looks like we have this giant invasion of COVID when it's a 3-month total from 4 months ago. That's another scam that's going on right now.
That's exactly right. And look, all we have to do is look at all these terrible cases we have, and oh, we're the worst country. We have 340 million people. And out of 340 million people, it's tragic that anyone dies, but we have 164,000 deaths.
Right.
Some proportionality, please, people. You don't kill an economy over that.
No, well, they did. They did. And that's why there's 250,000 people facing eviction next month in one city, Las Vegas. And they should all thank the Democrat Party and Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak, one of the biggest losers, incompetent losers in the history of politics, way in over his head. Oh, my God. Doesn't have a clue what he's doing. He destroyed the Las Vegas economy. What a loser. That's all I'll say. James Urson, you got your own loser over there with Gavin Newsom. These people are crazy. They're suicide bombers. All they want to do is destroy their own economy. James Urson is the New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment media, website, jameshurston.com. Thank you, James. Enjoy OC.
I will. Thank you, Brother Wayne.
All right. Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, will be right back. Hour number 3.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.